Lift Him Up, June 17. Teaching Children. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus knows the burdens of every mother's heart. He who had a mother that struggled with poverty and privation sympathizes with every mother in her labors. He who made a long journey in order to relieve the anxious heart of a Canaanite woman will do as much for the mothers of today. He who gave back to the widow of Nain her only son, and in his agony upon the cross remembered his own mother, is touched today by the mother's sorrow. In every grief and every need, he will comfort and help. In the children who were brought in contact with him, Jesus saw the men and women who should be heirs of his grace and subjects of his kingdom, and some of whom would become martyrs for his sake. He knew that these children would listen to him and accept him as their Redeemer far more readily than would grown-up people, many of whom were the worldly wise and hard-hearted. In teaching, he came down to their level. He, the Majesty of Heaven, answered their questions and simplified his important lessons to meet their childish understanding. He planted in their minds the seeds of truth, which in after years would spring up and bear fruit unto eternal life. When Jesus told the disciples not to forbid the children to come to him, he was speaking to his followers in all ages, to officers of the church, ministers, helpers, and all Christians. Jesus is drawing the children, and he bids us, "Suffer them to come," as if he would say, "They will come if you do not hinder them." As the Holy Spirit moves upon the hearts of the children, cooperate with his work. Teach them that the Savior is calling them, that nothing can afford him greater joy than for them to give themselves to him in the bloom and freshness of their years. The Savior regards with infinite tenderness the souls whom he has purchased with his blood. They are the claim of his love. He looks upon them with unutterable longing. His heart is drawn out not only to the best trained and most attractive children, but to those who by inheritance and through neglect have objectionable traits of character. Many parents do not understand how much they are responsible for these traits in their children. Jesus looks upon these children with pity. He traces from cause to effect. The Christian worker may be Christ's agent in drawing these faulty and erring ones to the Savior. By wisdom and tact, he may bind them to his heart. He may give courage and hope, and through the grace of Christ may see them transformed in character, so that of them it may be said, "Of such is the kingdom of God."